So I guess just to start off, can you tell me a little bit of the history of the work that's currently at the Pratt Museum? Like, I know it's kind of a culmination of a lot of work, so can you tell me a little bit about the history and how it got to this place?
Okay. About 2003, I built my first bike, and it started out as a friend of mine gave me a stainless steel water pump that he replaced. And it looked just perfect for building a motor, V-twin motor like in a motorcycle. So I went and built that, and then I had it on a shelf for probably a year trying to figure out what I was going to do with it. And then I pretty much decided that I think I'll build the rest of the bike. And so then I just had to look for stuff, and the wheels were the hardest part. I didn't want to use any motorcycle parts in my art. It had to be anything else. So I was able to come across a wheelchair, and I used grab rings, and I used the rims, and used the hubs, and I ended up getting the wheels made. Once I had the wheels made, then I got the rest of the bike adapted, and then built the bike. And initially, the bike was supposed to be a trade. And Ray Klatt was a good friend of mine. And he had a dealership there for Honda. And I told him, I'll trade you a motorcycle for a sign that fits out in front of your business up, on a pole. And I designed the wheels so they would turn in the wind. And then he never could get a dealership in motorcycles because they required a new building, a new facility. And he can never do that. So he declined it after I had it built, showed it to him and stuff, he says, which was fine because I still got a lot of interest in the bike. And I took it up to Anchorage to the bike show, Harley-Davidson. And the owner, Barry, was a friend of mine. And he had got People's Choice Award there. And so from there, it just, I have had it in several shows. And then it took me probably a couple of years to find enough stuff to build another one. And there's probably 2 or 3 years between bikes. And so I have 5 bikes were done. And this last one got done just before New Year's. So, and that's kind of how the bikes got started anyway. And I've always made small stuff in between there for years, but that was the major thing. So.
Have you always had an interest in bikes, or is that kind of?
Yeah, I have. It's, from when I was young, of course, Dad, we had a scooter, and then I worked my way up to motorcycle, and then, of course, cars. And actually, this is the 50th year since I started doing metalwork. And when I was a junior in high school, this was in 66, I did a metal piece. It was stainless. It was a big thermostat for a furnace. I took it apart, put it back together, entered it, and for the county, it was a county art show between all the high schools, and took best in show. So from there, I kind of next year, Dad kind of showed me how to weld, and then I ended up welding something out of his scraps that were laying around. And that was the first piece I sold. The high school bought it from me to put in a new library. And then from then on, I just kind of went in and out of art. I like to draw, so I did drawing. But it's the sculpture stuff that I like doing the best. So that just developed over the years. I went away from it and come back with it, depending on what was going on in the family. Sometimes I had to work all the time. There was no time to make stuff. But gradually, I think I really took off when I moved to Homer. And then I had the time, I had materials, and so I've been doing it ever since. So, and then this is the first time that I've had all 5 bikes in the same place. They've been in shows, but they've been separated. And then, of course, the last one's never been seen, but so it was kind of fun.
So, looking at all of these bikes together in one place for you, what is that experience like for you to see them all together?
Well, I was looking forward to that because I've had them a little bit together. I've had 4 of them in a room, but that was only to build crates for them. And so in a place like the Pratt, which is just great because the lighting is great, the atmosphere is great. That's probably about the best, I think, of all the shows I've had, I think. And plus, I've got about 50 pieces in there, including the bikes. So it was kind of fun because I didn't have to have stuff for sale there. And so I was able to get some of the best stuff, which from friends, and put them in there. And it seemed like when I do stuff for donations and things like that, they always turn out to be the best stuff I make. I don't know why. It always seems to be better than the stuff I make to sell. But so.
In terms of the different bikes that you have, can you see any kind of like evolution of your style or your skill with making them as they go on?
Definitely. I think from the first one, of course, you learn to do things faster. You know, making the wheels, you know, they're basically made with forks. And it takes over 100 forks per wheel. So when I first started doing that, the first time I come up with the idea, I would bend each fork separately in and weld them on. But then I learned to make one fork and then bend them all, match them all to that one. And so I make them all that I need to do for the one wheel. And then it's pretty fast because I can just weld, and I weld them cross back and forth. And the other thing about the bikes is the fun part, too, is making the engines. I don't try to copy anything that's out there. I like making design of my own. And so you can use almost anything to make them, you know, because you're making them, you know, not like they're supposed to be, but like you want them. So as, you know, and I tried to come up with different styles. The first one, what I call the tracker, and it's like for a dirt track racer. The second one was a chopper, and then I went to it, and then I built a trike, and then I built what I called the A1, which is a turn of the century. They put motors in boats and bicycles, basically, is how they started out, and that's what I did with this one. It's pretty light, and it looks like somebody put a motor in a bicycle, and then this last one was from like the Bonneville Salt Flats, where they're going for speed. And this is also a kind of one like the turn of the century because the engine I built for this one looks like it came out of an old airplane. Because back in those days, you know, they made V6 engines in old airplanes. And then I got the idea, well, you know, suppose one of the makers decided to put one on a bike to see how fast it could go. So that was the idea behind the last one. So that stuff's kind of fun, but.
For you, you know, what's one of your early memories of bikes that you really enjoy thinking back on?
Well, Dad was always good about the scooter, you know, he got, and we played around with it and ended up putting a chainsaw motor in it. A big, you know, back in those days, the chainsaw motors were big, really heavy. And we put those in there. And Dad, even, he was almost like an engineer because he devised a two-speed system with belts. And he put that in there. And then I came across my first bikes were Ducatis. And they weren't very expensive. And I think the first one I bought was a basket case. And then Dad helped me put it together. And we got it running. We had to. You couldn't find parts back in those days, you know, you didn't have the internet or didn't, you know, there was no dealerships around, especially in Montana where I was raised. And we had to take the piston out of it, and we had to actually put a ring in there out of an outboard and to get it running. And then I run that, and then I bought a second one that was complete. So I ended up having two of them. And then from there, I just kind of... went from there to, I had ridden other bikes, plus about the early 70s, I worked for a Barry who had the dealership, Harley Davidson, but at that time he was working out of his garage, and he was building custom bikes. So I go over there, and we were building choppers, and I would kind of do the painting and stuff like that on the, you know, frames and the tanks and stuff when we put them together. And so that kind of gave me an idea about some of the bikes. And then I worked in a, later on, after I got out of the service, I worked for another company that had repaired Volkswagens, had motorcycles. They were a Norton dealership. And we'd put Nortons together and take them out and try them. And I worked on BSA and Triumph and just about all of them they had and used ones they had. And then after that, I kind of got away from motorcycles when I went, you know, and mostly I couldn't afford anything else but cars and what I was driving. So I did that for a long time. And then when I got back down here, I started to get interested in motorcycles again. And I've had as many as four of them. But I sold two of them, so I have two left. But so,
with your art, and I think, you know, this is one of the last questions I'll ask you today, but I'm curious, since you have a really unique style of art, and I'm wondering mm-hmm. what doing it gives to you. What do you get from spending your time doing this art?
I'm kind of a person that gets bored easily, so I have to stay busy all the time. I think that... I think it's a challenge to making stuff. And, you know, it's not instant because how you make it depends on what kind of materials you have. And the more materials you have, the easier it is, you know, to make. But so I just like, you know, a lot of times I'll sit down there and I'll figure things out and I'll get stuff out, laid out, and I'll look at here, I'll hold it there and hold it there. And then you gradually develop it, you know, and you can make almost anything if you have enough of one kind, one thing, you know, enough spoons, enough forks. The thing about forks and spoons is because of the shape. And, you know, you got the roundness of the spoon, so you can get that. And you got the forks, which is feathery. And so you just adapt that stuff, so any way you can. But... you know, when I was early, when I came down Homer, I was into making metalwork using brass and copper and stuff. It wasn't welded. It was all drilled and bolted. It took me a tremendous amount of time to make something, though. And then you had to polish it, clean it, polish it. And it wasn't a good way to make money, any kind of money at it. You know, it looked, it was nice, beautiful, and I always tried to have a marine theme to it, to all the stuff I made at that time. But then I discovered flatware. And it was easy, it was clean, I didn't have to do anything with it. And it was fast. And so that's when I started looking for stuff like that, you know. I mean, I use everything, anything that's stainless or chrome. But silverware kind of got me started on stuff. So, but.
Is there anything else you'd like to add that I didn't ask you about?
I really don't think so. I think that pretty much covers it. You know, I do have some drawings. I've been doing that at the time when I didn't have a studio at home to work. When I was at home, I would draw all the time. And I would draw everything out, and then I would color it. And then once I colored, I redrawed it. Because it made it sharp and stand out. And I've had a show with the drawings. Millworks was one of them that I had. And I made drawings of like even a sawmill or steel mill, or you have the heat that they put inside and very structural type stuff, gears and pulleys and belts and all conveyors and all that kind of stuff. And I did that for a while. I also did a lot of flowers and vases. And I did it in a stained glass style, where it was all segmented, and like there was, you know, was an edge around everything. And I did that for a while. But it take me, you know, take me 20 hours to do one of those, you know, with color pencil, and draw it and then color it. So I have a lot of those. I got a stack of them, because I do that all the time. I'd sit in front of the TV and put something on that was I didn't have to pay attention to. And I'd sit there and draw. So I've had to quit drawing because of arthritis in my hand, my right hand. But I still draw, but I can't color because it takes so much pressure to get that really deep, bright colors. And so we'll see what happens on. So I kind of have to stick with the metal work right now. But then that's about it.
Well, thank you so much for coming by today to talk.
Thanks. You bet. Appreciate it.